Well, here in Spain, we are back to welcome Brett Hansen. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. How about yourself? How's things?
Things are well, but quite warm at the moment. But that's par for the course.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Stroll on another 6 weeks or so.
Yes, okay. Anyway, we're going to cover an investing topic today. While many people know they should own a range of assets in their investment portfolios, not everyone knows about multi-manager investing, where you use a range of managers. First of all, Brett, why is diversification important when investing? And what is the standard level of diversification every investor should have? Does investing in funds instead of individual shares help you have a good level of diversification?
Well, I would say, Howard, that many of our clients who are mostly retired or approaching retirement accept that in order to be able to get an income from their capital or to achieve capital growth to minimize the effects of inflation on their capital, they need to do something with their money other than keep it on cash deposit. I think it's important to remember that from around 2008 until the end of 2021, interest on bank accounts were earning very little, if any at all. And whilst doing significantly better over the last 12 months or so, interest rates on bank accounts are expected to come down in the coming months. But at the same time, our clients don't want to be taking high risks with their hard-earned capital and put themselves in a position where they can lose it. And so one way to significantly reduce the chances of this whilst investing in order to get an income or growth is to ensure that, as the old saying goes, you don't put all your eggs in one basket, i.e. diversify. And there are a number of ways to do this, Howard, when investing. First of all, by investing in different asset classes. So, Howard, an asset class is basically a grouping of investments that share very similar characteristics. And historically, when it comes to investing, the three main asset classes have been equities, which are stocks or shares in companies, fixed income, which are bonds. These could be government bonds, which are in effect loans to governments, or corporate bonds, which are loans to companies, and cash or cash equivalents. Of course, there are other asset classes which people invest in these days, such as real estate, commodities, and in more recent years, cryptocurrencies. But because our clients are mostly retired, and as a company, we're culturally quite risk adverse, we tend to stick to the traditional investments of equities, bonds, and cash, which have been around for many, many years. In addition to investing in different asset classes, you should also look at investing in different geographical regions or countries. And then once you've diversified across different asset classes and countries, you can and should also diversify further by then investing in different market sectors so that you're not overly exposed to one particular industry. As an investor myself, I want to ensure that I have a good mix of companies in different industries just in case one particular sector got hit hard by some crisis, as we saw with airlines and tourism during the pandemic or banks during the financial crisis. With regards to investing in funds rather than individual shares or bonds, Howard, personally, I would never hold individual companies within my investments. To me, that would be too risky in that if a number of those companies went belly up, then I would see my money disappear or certainly drop in value. I much prefer to invest in funds where overall money is spread across thousands of companies' shares and bonds, limiting my exposure to companies that fail, whilst also potentially benefiting from many of the companies succeeding. Also, in order to get the level of diversification I've been talking about with regards to asset classes, geography and market sectors, it's much easier to do this with funds than picking individual companies.
Well, there are so many funds available. How do you choose the ones to invest in? And what makes multi-manager funds different?
Well, Howard, as part of the diversification strategy we've been talking about, we would normally also recommend a multi-manager approach to invest in, whereby rather than having one particular fund manager managing our clients' money, it would be managed by many different fund managers, each selected for their expertise in specific market sectors. And the reasoning behind this is that whilst investing with one investment manager across different markets may give you a good return, we genuinely believe that if you find the best individual fund managers in each of the markets you're invested in, then this should provide the potential for a much better return. This approach also reduces your reliance on any one investment manager making the right decisions and provides the added diversification of differing manager styles, on top of the asset, geographical and sector diversification I've mentioned before. So multi-manager funds is another great way to improve returns, but also, just as importantly, provide diversification. And for our clients who use this approach, this means that they have more than 40 to 50 different fund managers from different investment companies managing their money.
This sounds very interesting. Can you expand how multi-manager funds work?
Well, probably a better way to explain how this works is to use an analogy, comparing, say, the difference in performance between an Olympic decathlon champion and the individual champion in each event. Whilst the decathlon champion is obviously an all-round supreme athlete performing at an extremely high standard across 10 different disciplines, they are frequently and understandably beaten by specialists in each of the individual events. So using the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, the decathlon champion threw the shot put, one of the 10 disciplines for the decathlon, almost 15 metres. But in the individual event, the shot put specialist threw it more than 22 metres. Likewise, the decathlon champion ran the 1,500 metre race in just over 4.5 minutes. But the individual specialist ran it in just over a minute less, at just under 3.5 minutes. Likewise, having the best individual fund manager in each of the markets you are invested in should provide the potential for better returns. And at the same time, having more than one of the very best fund managers in each of the markets you are invested in provides the added diversification of differing managing styles.
Very topical with the Olympics in Paris at the moment.
I try my best.
Do many investment firms offer multi-manager funds, and how do you choose which one to buy?
There are many companies out there, Howard, which offer what some listeners will know of as fund of fund managers, but these tend to have quite expensive fund fees. Not so many companies, Howard, have the resources or the assets under management to be truly multi-manager fund managers. And at Blevins Franks, we utilise the expertise and skills of world-renowned investment experts who specialise in selecting the best fund managers and who look after our clients' money. These experts have been around for many decades, have a proven pedigree, and typically look after some of the world's largest investors, which are often very big pension funds. And so again, they're not looking to take high risks with their clients' money, which suits our clients' profile.
Thanks, Brett, and I look forward to joining me again next week. We'll stick with investment theme and look at interest rates and how bank deposits compare to investing. So meanwhile, how can people get in touch with Blevins Franks?
Probably the best way, Howard, is to contact us via our website, blevinsfranks.com. On there, you can see exactly where our local offices are in Spain. And there's also information about us and taxes and a plethora of information that you should probably find useful.
Many thanks. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Howard. Bye now.